They perish, they perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and a cheerful greeting to each and every listener of the Mission Trail broadcast. Friends, we're coming to you another time with a continuation of some of the thoughts we've been using on the recent broadcast, namely a warning or a caution. I've spoken words of warning to the sinners, and I've spoken words of warning to the saints. And for this time, I'm going to direct my thoughts and comments towards the watchman on the wall, or, in other words, the preachers themselves. It is nothing but right that he who preaches to another should live by the same rule. I believe the scriptures will bear this out. Listen to this verse from Ezekiel 33:6. But if the watchman see the sword come, blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he's taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. Here we see there rests upon the preacher a solemn obligation to give a warning in time of danger, and I believe he should do it in no uncertain tones. In other words, make it clear and distinct. If he fails to warn those who are in danger, and they be taken away in their iniquity, it is written that his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. In this case, it seems to me that there would be two souls lost, the soul of that one who needed warning and the soul of that watchman who failed to give the needed warning. Listen to these words of the Apostle Paul, beginning with Acts 20:28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn every one night and day with tears. Friends, what the Lord needs is more watchmen who are willing to fearlessly declare the truth of his word regardless of the powers which may be exerted against them. Let us not shun to declare the whole counsel of God. Listen to this poem, a warning to ministers. But oh, let the preachers and pastors take warning. If God calls his prophets, then go where you're sent. No proud parish fearing, nor poor parish scorning. Be humble and faithful, then power shall be lent. When preachers are true to their glorious commission, then kings sit in sackcloth and cities are won. But preachers too oft are in Jonah's condition, and needs must be taught ere God's work can be done. And now this advice to the minister. When you enter the pulpit, make no apologies. You may not be a big preacher, but you have just as big a gospel to preach as any preacher who ever lived. If you have a God-given message, deliver it. If you do not, the spiritual people will soon discover that you're firing only a blank. No matter how well you clothe a sermon with golden rhetoric and fine sentences, it is not a golden tongue that counts, but a tongue of fire. Leave self out of the pulpit, but take Christ in. Do not waste time with a long preface or introduction, but reach the truth of your sermon as early as possible. Do not keep on talking after you've finished your sermon. It is better to keep the people longing than to send them away loathing. Do not harp too much on one string. A hard scolding rarely ever brings the anointing of God's Spirit upon a meeting. Preach to the people, never at them, especially those who are absent. Be just as faithful on the rainy days and rough nights as when the auditorium is crowded. Take care of your character, and let the Lord and the people take care of your reputation. Let the Lord and the people look after your needs. Keep the faith, even at the cost of losing your charge and everything else, even your life. Do not criticize the people for not liking you too well. Maybe you have too high an opinion of yourself. Remember, a setting star may rise again, but a fallen star, never. Remember that shouting and noise is not always spiritual power. An empty vessel may ring louder than one filled. Often lean and empty souls make noise to keep up a pretense. Powder is not shot. Thunder is not lightning. Not long ago, when Oklahoma was experiencing one of those thunderstorms which are so common in the spring of the year, Francis and I had just returned home and had only been there a few minutes when there was a sudden burst of lightning and thunder. Francis said, "That hit something." I said, "I know it." Then I proceeded to the basement. When I opened the door, there was that haze of smoke and that smell of burned out electronic equipment. The lightning had indeed struck and followed a wire into the house, but it was not so much the thunder which made trouble for us and did the damage to the equipment, but it was the lightning itself. Powder may be necessary for shot, and thunder may follow lightning, but the shot and lightning do the hitting. In other words, the Holy Spirit is the essential thing in your preaching. Always be a friend of sinners, but never of sin. Be sure a sermon which does not bless the speaker will not bless the hearers. Be sure if you ride hobbies that finally you may be riding alone. Education is good, but may be as cold as an iceberg in the pulpit unless it is saturated with heavenly fire. Do not preach for money. Many good preachers have bowed to the dollar mark. Do not favor the rich more than the poor. Make no difference. Remember, you belong to the Lord, and you are the servant of all whom you serve, be that rich or poor. Always preach with the knowledge that a call to preach is the highest calling that mortal man can ever receive this side of heaven. Remember, this may be the last message someone may ever receive, or it might be the last message you may ever deliver. No matter what training you may have received, no matter what your education may be, remember, the Lord is not looking for career preachers. No matter whose hands have been laid on you, if you have not been called by the Lord and anointed by the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel, you're not the Lord's preacher. Let us pray. Our Father, give us a message direct from heaven, and fill us with the words that we may speak under the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit from time to time. Bless each listener of the broadcast, and may thy word not return unto thee void, but accomplish that which is your purpose and aim, and to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now this song, "I Love to Serve My Jesus." The singers are Manuel and Marie Mitchell and Francis Porter.
I love to serve my Jesus, a privilege so sublime. My life afresh with beauty bright is sparkling all the time. Mid scenes that are unknown, victory. I love to serve my Jesus, the world I do give up. I'll drink with my dear Savior from that bitter, bitter cup. I know that if I suffer with him, I too shall reign in life and up in glory. Bright sweet promise sure I claim. I love to serve my Jesus. He's all in all to me. He helps me bear each burden. He is my victory. Serve my Jesus and lean upon his arm. In health or in affliction, in the calm or in the storm, in darkness, clouds or sunshine, in heat or in the cold, in poverty or riches, peace and joy untold. I love to serve my Jesus. He's all in all to me. He helps me bear each burden. He is my victory.
To those of you listening over radio station WFPR in Hammond, Louisiana, I want to extend a special invitation for you to attend the General Southern Camp Meeting of the Church of God in Hammond, Louisiana. Now, of course, a number of you are familiar with the services held there and no doubt have been attending previously. But if you have not done so and you're not familiar with the services held there, why don't you go out today and enjoy yourself in the service of the Lord? Today, July the 6th, is the last day of the camp meeting. So come on out and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. If you need some information in learning how to get there, call Brother T.H. Coffey, and I'm sure he can tell you how to come. And now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy speaking for all of us at the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and saying may God's richest blessings be with each of you. Until we meet again, and a very cheerful goodbye.